So we are now on a very interesting topic. We continue Kuv Zayin. Via Emes, the top of the page. And this is Yitz and Ving. They lost sleep over this. Person is Makir Tov to the person that pained him. Jake, with me. Because through the pain, he gets kapara. Wow. This is really heavy. So look at the words of the Chida in the Mishnah. Shimon Beno Omer, Kol Yomai Gudalti Ben Chachamim. All the days I lived, I was raised amongst the sages of Lo Matzati Lo Guf Tov El Shtika. What's the best thing I found for my body? Shtika, silence. Shekeim Perushu Zro Yamin Vezel Lashono. So how does the Chida explain this Mishnah of us? Perish, I think the Bar Tanura, Misha Shomea Cherfaso Veshostek. What does it mean to be silent? Somebody that hears his insults and still remains silent. There shar laharchiv hadavar. Kamosha ketuv v'ramak. This is what he writes. The aim bekol hasigufim v'taniyos davar makshir nefesh. All the afflictions, all the fasting. Nothing's better for the nefesh. U'mechaper avonosav kishomea cherpato v'shotek u'mochel. So this is Yitzi. What's the best thing for the nefesh? What's the best thing that cleanses us out and atones all our sins? Somebody who hears his insults, somebody that is insulted, and he's quiet, and he forgives the person. That's the best way to cleanse ourselves from all our sins. The best way. Nobody's perfect. There's no tzaddikim who never sin. We need different affliction, different fasts. We need certain afflictions, certain pains, things that are sometimes even worse than death. We all sin. We all fail. We all need kapara. So that kapara could come through afflictions. That could come through maybe fasting. Because we want to make sure we do tshuva. Ach ha-mavel midosav. But somebody who's able to forego. Somebody who gets insulted and lets it go. And forgives. Och ha-vishot parnes betuv avonosav mitchaprim. He could eat and drink and be sustained, and his sins are atoned for. Barich bazeh. It's interesting. It's saying, of course it's impossible. Of course it's a super high level. But if you're insulted and somebody lashed at you and you don't respond, that's the greatest kapara. Vizeh l'shono, lo matzati l'guf. I'd never found for my body. Daika shelo yitzarech yitzurim b'guf. Oba mamono. What was the best thing for my body? I don't need afflictions. I don't need any suffering. Or with my possessions. Osi gufim ve'ein tov m'shtika. Shtika, quiet's the best thing. Ki utov l'guf she'ochel v'shote. Because he could eat and drink. V'yeshlo brios v'nislach lo aidei shtika. What's the best thing for the body? Shtika. I don't need pain. I don't need suffering in this world. But if I remain silent when someone insults me, that's the best thing I could do. Because that cleanses me of all my sins, says the Chida. Very fascinating. He says, imagine this. A person complains, God, why is my life so hard? Ishto kashet ruach, my wife's big pain. Vitamin matzikalo marivo imo, she's always hacking me and yelling at me and bothering me. Yeshlo tzar gidol banim, my children aren't being raised properly. Habriyo shelo eino kol kach tov, my health isn't so good. Vim kozeh od kashet lav haparnasa, and to top it all up, I can't make a living. My wife stinks, my kids are horrible, my health stinks, I have no money. Vrachmanos haben adam. You have to feel bad. Shalom avin shakarash baruch hu b'tuvo agadol. Hashem, with his great kindness, natan lo nisyon shel isha kasha. Hashem gave him the test of a difficult wife. Kedei letake midosav. So the person could actually fix his midos. Ulechaper alavonosav. And to be cleansed of all his sins. He has a difficult wife who screams and yells at him so that he could breathe, work on his anger, his haughtiness, work on his midos, his sweetness, his ne'imus. And it also cleansed him of his sins. And through working on himself, he'll have beautiful children. Labrios, health. Laparnasa tova, good parnasa. Vigam l'shalom bayis, and shalom bayis. Vishota zemavit demasha not nimlo. This foolish person, he loses everything that's given to him. Marivim ishto. He fights with his wife. Val yidei kein abanim einim tovim. He fights with his wife, and of course his kids aren't good. Because the way your kids turn out, what's it dependent on? Shalom bayis. Umemela nitzrach gam kim lechapara cheres shel choser brius vanius. So he fights with his wife. His kids aren't turning out well, And for all these bad things he's doing, all the bad midos, he needs more kapara. So he doesn't have health, and he doesn't have any parnasa. It's all a vicious cycle. Srichim anu lavin im natsim b'matzev shel nisayon. If we're in a difficult situation, shadam acher metzara otam. Somebody's bothering us. Kefi atzar ken aschar. According to how much pain they give us, that's how much reward we will have. We should never lose this opportunity, and then we will then be missing out on great schar. And even worse than that, we cause ourselves sarva onesh. So again, this is a very heavy, deep idea, saying if somebody gives us a difficult time, the highest, optimal, maximum level we could do, we stay quiet, we breathe, forgive the person, it cleanses us of all of our sins, and much bracha v'atzlacha will follow. Wishing everybody Gemar Chatima Toiva.